Guys, it is out now. The song that I've been working on for the whole of isolation. Isolate, right? That's the name of it. It is out everywhere. So if you want to check it out, the link is in the description. But for now, let's crack on. Actually, one quick play of the drop. Right, listen. It's naughty, mate. Right? Make sure you download it or stream it, whatever. But yeah, let's crack on for real now. Bruv, we haven't spoken since the fight.
I'm going to make sure I annihilate you.
I'm not going to let you say that to me and use that against me.
When you like raised your hand and pushed me, I just saw red.
Mate, it was a fucking load of bollocks, mate.
I'm taking this 110% seriously.
This sort of conversation has been long overdue.
This is a big moment.
All right, Elon, so before we get into this one, make sure that you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and following us on Instagram. What is it? At Waffling Podcast. All right, let's get into it. So today on this show, we have KSI, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. This is a big moment.
It is, man. It is. Yeah. It is. Obviously, saw what you said on the What's Good podcast.
Yeah.
It resonated with me a lot, actually. Mm. You know, what you boys were saying, I was like, they've nailed it. Mm. You know, you were really like, what you were saying, yeah, it was true. And yeah, I just want to know, like, why, obviously you said that you were up for coming on Waffling. Why do you reckon that, like, now is a good time to do this?
I feel like the beef between me and you is, you know, it's kind of somewhat done. You know, a few years have gone past. You know, it was a very interesting time. But you know, I feel like now, I felt like, I don't know, it just felt like a good time to, I guess, you know, talk. I mean, it's been a while since we've talked like properly. Like, I mean, we've talked.
We haven't spoken since the fight.
Kind of between interviews, but it's like you've either been working with Sky or BT or etc. So yeah, it's I just thought it made sense.
Because I was thinking that obviously the only time that we've really spoke is when I'm interviewing you in like a more formal way.
Yeah,
like we've never actually truly gone, you know what, let's sit down man to man and just have a chat.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And I think both of us we've grown a lot since you know, the fight and stuff. We've learned a lot, and we are probably different people now. Mm. And I think, yeah, there's going to be, from this conversation, I think we're going to learn probably a lot about each other and, yeah, clear the air in some ways, because, you know, there was a lot of stuff that happened back then.
Yeah.
That I think, yeah, both of us probably had sort of wrong views about each other and everything. So, yeah, it'd be good to sort of chat about those things.
Mm.
Sick. So, yeah, like the first thing I wanted to ask you about, like, the first, obviously, thing that started this all off was on Instagram when you commented, "Let me fight the winner."
Yeah.
Right? Of me and Malfoy. Like, me and Malfoy.
Oh, man. Right? So, yeah.
What was going through your head?
So, I saw it and I was just like, you know, it'd be jokes. You know those trolling comments you put on anything, really?
Yeah.
Like either through Twitter or Instagram, you just thought, oh, okay, I'll just have a bit of fun with this. I didn't actually think you'd take it seriously.
Mate, I saw that and I was like, fuck it, just like me and Theo did, you know, what we did. I thought at first we were just gonna do that.
Mm.
So we were gonna do just a YouTube video, a little collab, and yeah, just film it. But obviously, you know, speaking with different people, I was like, you know what, we could actually make an actual event out of this and do something mad, like YouTubers doing an actual boxing fight.
Mm.
You know, that would be huge.
Well, yeah. It was meant and to then, be like giant gloves in the middle of a football pitch, and we ended up getting like the gym before it opened. Mate, JJ, what would you have done if I had won?
Well, the thing is, like, it was a joke anyway, so I didn't want to fight in the first place. Mm. So if you had won and you just left it at that, then that would be it. Then nothing would have come out of it. Like, I never thought, oh yeah, I want to get in the ring and fight. Like, there's footage of me, like, back in the day of me boxing, and you could tell I'm trash at it. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I was fighting Adam Smith, and he just slapping me about. Like, it was just easy for him.
It's man. Callum Smith.
Callum Smith, sorry. Callum Smith.
Callum yeah, Smith. That's the one.
And, yeah, I just, I never thought you would actually be like, come at me and be like, yo, let's go, let's do this for real. And, like, I think especially after you started making videos and you're like, oh, he's a pussy, he doesn't want to find me, this and that. That's when I was like, oh, man, this is long. And then I was like, all right, cool, fuck it, YOLO, you know what I mean? Like, I might as well take the risk.
Yeah.
And then that obviously, I mean, yeah, we had the press conference. And then, yeah.
Yeah, like, where I was at is that, obviously, before the whole boxing stuff, I was at a point where I was like, mate, I'm not enjoying the videos I'm making.
Yeah.
I was like, you remember I did that video where I cried in my car?
Yeah,
exactly that, bro. I was at a point where I was like, mate, every time I'm trying to do it, it's not working. And I saw the idea of doing a boxing match as like a new opportunity of like, oh yeah, this is something new that I could do that, you know, I love fitness. I love being an athlete and all that stuff. So yeah, let's do that. It wasn't necessarily the fact that I wanted to fight or hurt anyone. You know, it was more of just like, yeah, this is a cool new thing I could do. And I think at first, like looking at Upload, that press conference, like at first we were both like joking a little bit. It was just, and I think the point at which
it switched,
it turned sour, was when it went mental health based.
Well, that's so,
do you know what I mean?
You know, obviously you were coming at me, and you know, I gotta admit, you were winning the crowd, and it kind of rattled me. And I was like, okay, fine, if we're going back and forth like this, what can I use to, I guess harm you, like not physically but mentally as well? Because I was like, oh, okay, like essentially we're having a boxing fight. I need to find out how I can come at you in a way to just, I guess, mess with you. And that's why I guess I went with the whole mental health stuff. And then it was, you know, it was sour taste, and it was, you know. Looking back now, I wish I never did it, but yeah, at the time, you know, I was just like, it was in the moment, you know, everyone's chanting, you know, everyone's watching, everyone's filming. It's like a massive, massive event. I was like, oh, I'm not going to let this guy just try and, you know, shit on me, essentially.
Try and say anything to get you out of that corner and try and like regain the audience.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the thing, like,
Do you regret it now then or not?
What me saying what I said?
Yeah,
of course, man, of course. Like, especially looking at how you are now as well, I feel bad, man. Like, and I'm genuinely serious. Like, I wish I never said anything, you know, like I did to, like, fuck with you, man. But, you know, at the time I was just like, you know, fuck this guy, you know, I'm not going to let him beat me. I'm not going to let him beat me at this press conference. So.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that is the thing, like, it is, in all boxing, like, fighting press conferences, like, I mean, it's fighting, mate, like, it gets out of hand like that.
Yeah.
I think with it being YouTube as well, obviously it got blown up massively, and obviously the way, in that moment, it flared me up, and I got, you know, capitalized. You know, I did. I was like, I'm not going to let you say that to me and use that against me. Because, you know, there's a lot of our viewers that may be suffering as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's how I saw it. But at no point did I want to sort of like try and tarnish you and end your career sort of thing.
I think
in the moment, that's what maybe it felt like, that you thought that I was just totally trying to twist your words and make it seem like you'd done something that you hadn't.
Yeah. And I guess I kind of used that, you know, especially like when you like raised your hand and pushed me, I just saw red, and obviously we had the little scuffle. But that was that was the energy that pushed me to go, okay, I'm taking this 110% seriously, and I'm going to make sure I annihilate you. That was my aim, that was my goal, that was my vision. And,
Did your training step up a level after that press conference then?
Yeah, man. Like, I did extra. I did more than I was meant to do. I was meant to just do what I normally do with the with Dida and then maybe a bit of Vidal. But I did more than that. I would go on runs, late night runs. I would, you know, constantly just shadow box. I'd look at videos and everything. I studied the sport. I became obsessed, and I was like, I'm not going to let this guy beat me. I'm not going to let this guy beat me. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think having that, well, if you didn't have that sort of like almost hatred, like I need
I don't think I would have been able to, I don't know. I don't think I would have been as, I guess.
Self-motivated.
Yeah. No,
because that's something that I always look back at, and I was like, mate, I should have just been really nice to him. I should have just been really nice to him so that he was like, ah, it's not that serious. I don't really care. And like, if I did that, boom, out of nowhere. But yeah, I think the way in which I like obviously fucking made you so angry, that actually made you, yeah, go a lot harder, well, like you're saying.
Mile,
which,
the extra mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would have, yeah, I don't think, you might have been able to beat me at that point. Like, I wouldn't have gone in like I wanted to go in. I would have just been a lot more chilled and relaxed. But because I had this pent-up anger, and I was like, he's trying to ruin my legacy, my career, I was like, yeah, I just went for it.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. And it's funny you say, like, you know, maybe I would have won otherwise. But obviously the biggest thing that has always got to me about our fight isn't the fact that you beat me fair and square. Like, I wouldn't have mind if I lost and got like knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
But if I turned up and performed, what has eaten away at me so much is the fact that I went there and my mind and my anxiousness or whatever just overtook me, and I just didn't do what I was capable of. It's that did me, but. Yeah, like
Were you nervous, like before the fight? Like,
mate, I didn't sleep the night before. I didn't.
Oh snap!
I didn't eat. I didn't eat the whole day, and I threw up just before I went out.
Oh so, like, shit!
Yeah, man, it was proper bad. Like, how do you cope? I know, obviously, you said that you're used to doing stuff in front of crowds, but on that first fight, like, how did you cope?
Me performing beforehand helped a lot, man. Like, it helped a lot. It helped calm my nerves. And, you know, like, big shout out to Vidal, man. Like, he put me in the mindset where I just was a lot more relaxed. You know, he was just like, it's okay, you know, don't be too worked up. Like, best believe, before the fight, the day when I woke up on fight day, I was just like, holy crap, this is it. I didn't even talk to my mates. I didn't talk to anyone. I was just quiet because I was like, this is it. You know, when you've worked all this time for this one moment and you're like, crap, it's here now. So I was, I was shitting bricks, man. I was shitting myself. But like, you know, what gassed me up and what gave me, I guess, I don't know, hope or just gave me the drive was when I watched the live stream and I've seen the other fights. I looked it down and was like, oh snap, this is what we've done this, like, holy shit. And it gassed me up and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to perform. I'm out here, this is my time. It's like the music, but I'm performing with my fist. And I'm just like, yo, this is it, this is my time, it's my moment, I've worked for this, let's go. And then, you know, the music, Uncontrollable, you know, in the background when I'm coming out, man, it just put me in the zone and I was ready at that moment. But before that, I was shitting bricks as well, man.
This one for both of you, like, did you ever prepare yourself, like, mentally, like, what if I lose? Like, do you ever have any doubt in the morning, like, shit, there is obviously a possibility I might lose? Or were you just going in and like, this, I'm going to win no matter what?
Well, Joe,
Like, this is the thing. I, all the way along, like, from not making sure that we do a weight class, you know, not making sure that I know that I'm getting paid properly. You know, there were so many things that I naively didn't make sure of because losing was not an option. Like, I didn't care what JJ weighed because I was going to beat him. I didn't care what money I was going to earn because I was going to beat him. And that was going to be like, you know, that's how I saw it.
What was the plan, like, after you won? Like, if you had won in this scenario, what then?
That's almost like what I realized afterwards. I was like, I've lost, but even if I had won right now, like, it's all over. All the hype is over now. Like, what next? You know, if anything, there's going to be pressure for me to do another boxing match, and I didn't really want to do another one. So, like, either way, I probably wasn't going to walk away all, like, happy, know, in the long run, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Yeah.
What about you? Did you prepare to lose at all or not?
Yeah, no. I think as a fighter, you never prepare to lose. If you prepare to lose, then you lose. That's just it. Yeah. Like in my head, I was like, I'm winning this. I'm winning this, and I'm calling out the Paul brothers. That was it. I said it to Jordy. I said it to all my friends. I was like, I'm going to use this to propel myself into the American audience. I'm going to let, you know, because especially Logan, I was like, he needs this. You know, the whole Suicide Forest thing, you know, he has to say yes to this. Like, and he was huge, you know. And I knew, like, we created this event that was huge in the UK, but America was still like, oh, what's going on? What's this? So, yeah, I was just like, that was the motive. That was the goal. But, yeah, no, I didn't. I felt like I wasn't going to lose. I was just there, like, I have to win. And even if, like, if Joe just, you know, had fucked me up, I still would have found something. You know, like, that's with both fights with Logan, like, you saw, like, with the first fight, I was there, like, confused with Logan, because I was like, damn, this guy is fucking big. He's a big guy, you know, he punches hard, and, you know, his technique is just sublime. Like, I just didn't expect it, but, you know, I always find something in me that just drives me to go, nah, fuck that. I ain't gonna let you beat me. No way. Same with the second fight. I got knocked down. I was like, nah, no chance. Fuck that. I ain't gonna let you beat me. And I kept going. And I don't know. It's just, I just have this dog in me that just pushes me further than I ever thought I could ever go. So,
do you think that is something that you've just been born with, or that you, over the, whether it be at school, bullied, I don't know, something that instilled that into you?
I guess I don't know if it's, you know, the circumstances that I lived in, or if it was just, if I was just born with it. I don't know. It's one of those things where you don't know until it happens. You don't know what type of person you're gonna be. Like, when I got run up on, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be a person that fights or runs. And there I found that I'm a fighter, you know. I'm not going to back down. That's just how I am. So it's just in me, like, to always fight. Like, I don't know. It's just always in me. It's one of those things you just don't know until you go through something that lets you know about it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because, yeah. And that's what confused me so much, because, like, I see myself as that as well.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, I could be in a room of 1,000 people, I'm working the hardest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one that's going to last the longest. And I don't know whether, like, part of it was my knee, part of it was whatever, but I remember feeling that sense of, like, doubt. Mm. Like, that, you know, like, the press conference just before the fight.
Yeah.
And I knew that you could tell that you were in the right place and I was in the wrong place. Yeah. I knew. I walked away like, fuck.
Yeah.
He could feel my energy then. And I could feel yours, bruv. Like, I could feel that you were just in this whole new level. And I had been told by, like, my trainers, look, bruv, don't do any of this immature, like, pushing around, getting rowdy. Just be calm, composed, and just look him in the eye and be focused. But all that did is just allow you to see that I was just quiet and not up for it, you know? And yeah, like, at that moment, like, describe how you felt on that stage.
Oh, bro, I felt over the moon, man. I was ready, fam. Yeah. I had, you know, I got my notes ready. I had everything. I knew I was going to say.
Yeah, I saw that. You were reading notes, weren't you? Yeah, bro, were you reading ready. Your jokes?
Off your phone. I had I was ready for it. I was like, bro, I'm gonna show him, like, I have been working, I've been training hard, and, like, I'm ready for this. And I thought you were gonna come with, you know, this mean, you know, bravado or anything, but when you were just quiet and just, you know, kept to yourself, and even your trainers didn't look, they didn't look like tough or anything. They looked weak as well. So I was like, yo, bro, that's it. I was like, yo, this is it. I'm going in, man. Me, Vidal, we were all just like, let's go ham. And we did.
That
man.
Was such a hard watch. That press conference. I struggled watching that.
Timid Weller.
Yeah.
I was like, he's getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, it's similar to the JJ Logan one. Do you remember when Logan came to the US? Just absolutely destroyed. He didn't even walk off, he just couldn't hack it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, well, when he came to the UK.
Yeah.
Because, bro, like the UK crowd, man, they're vicious, man. Like, they're dangerous. Like, and like they can smell blood and, you know... Mm. I was there ready, and I could see that you weren't, and I just took advantage. But
That's the thing. Like, obviously, I remember when Logan walked off.
I
was actually sitting there, like, watching it at home, thinking, I know exactly what he's thinking right now, because obviously our crowd wasn't as big as that.
Yeah.
And mate, you heard when they booed me.
Oh, bro,
that fear, bruv, it was like.
But it's crazy. Like, as a YouTuber. You've never ever experienced something like that. You see hate, you know, like through text, blah, 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 that's this, that, and that. When you see people physically there booing you and saying shit to your face, it's mad. It's mad. Yeah. And you're just there like, bro, you just have to have the mental game to just look past that. But it's tough, man. It's tough. It is tough.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. As well, like the fact that obviously the past, you know, 7 months, I'd been locked away in some dark gym on my own. And then to be put in front of that, I was like, fuck, threw me off.
You know what I didn't understand? You know when you said that you just listened to white noise?
I was about to say that. Train. Oh my God.
Bro, mate, it was what was that?
Went insane. Mate.
It was literally the biggest load of bollocks. Basically, like, one of my coaches said, yeah, like, we want to condition you to be able to, you know, in any circumstance, just focus. And I'm like, right now, I see that he'd been watching SAS Who Dares Wins.
Because
that's what they do in it. I think he was trying to, train me like that. Whereas, mate, I wasn't... It's a boxing match. You need to make me, like, at least try and... enjoy the process.
If you get told every single training session you're gonna have to listen to white noise
before,
you'd hate it, you'd despise it. I couldn't think of anything worse.
That's the thing though, like, and that's how, like, I mean, I couldn't not trust them. Well, I had no experience to not believe that this was gonna help me. You know, I was willing to do that shit. I was willing to do whatever they told me, even with a knee that was fucked, where I could only swim and cycle. Fuck it, I'll get fit enough doing that stuff because I'm going to put the work in. And I did it all, and it was almost like all those things that I had, that gut instinct of like, this ain't right, but I went with it. It's like worked against me, and all probably the little things that you learn are actually what help you. That's why, like, True Geordie said to me once, he was like, I'd like to see how it would have gone if Vidal and that team trained Joe and JJ had my team. If it was switched,
I think it would be very interesting. Well, do you think your trainers were one of the reasons why you weren't up to the standard that you wanted to be at?
Well, obviously, like, no disrespect, but I just don't think they had the experience, mate. Like, obviously, you had Vidal, you know, heading your team, who, actual boxer that's, you know, going to make it big.
Yeah.
Mayweather, you know, he's with them now.
Yeah.
But I had local boys, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, one of them was my mum's personal trainer.
What?
Okay.
Oh, I never knew that.
Literally, bro.
Local PT.
And then the other guy, like, obviously had a good name around town for being a boxing coach, and, you know, I believed in him, but it wasn't it, bruv. It wasn't it. And I think, seeing now, it's so clear now, sort of like the route that you need to take in order to do a camp, since obviously now, you know, we've learned loads, we've seen what you've done, we've seen, you know, all of us have learned so much more about boxing.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, mate, the weird thing is I'm such a huge fan of boxing, and I'm into it since I'm now no longer doing it, which is weird, because if I was like this But at the beginning, fuck, who knows what could have happened? But yeah, fuck it, that's how it goes, isn't it? Now, a few other things that we can speak about.
Well, I wanted to ask.
Okay, actually, go on.
Did you think I was going to beat Logan Paul?
Did I think? No.
Oh yeah.
Straight up. Yeah. I thought you were gonna get flattened, bro.
Yeah.
And I know you know, low key, you thought that I sort of wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Right? And how I sort of looked at it is, not that I want this guy to experience any sort of like of the mental health issues that I'd had as a result of the boxing, but I just wanted him to experience the feeling so he could maybe have a bit of like understanding. Because obviously after my fight, you continued with the trying to just end me. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like you just like what? Wait, firstly, why do you reckon you did that? Why do you reckon beating me wasn't enough?
I think it was kind of like, I mean, it's similar to what I did with Logan. It's kind of just like, I as a person, maybe I know it's fucked, but I like rubbing it in. You know, like, sore winner? Like, I don't know. I just, yeah, well, I can't, bro. No, yeah, it's true. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I did all this work and I got my victory and I'm just there like,
yeah.
Fuck you. I don't care, man. Yeah. I did it. I'm what? It's one of those things where it's kind of like, I just have to let everyone know, and I'm just like, that's just, I don't know, that's how I am. I know it's a bad trait of mine, and that's why I felt like it's important for us to talk, and I'm sure when the time is right, I'll talk to Logan, but right now I'm not in that mode to want to talk to Logan, if that makes sense.
Whilst you're comparing the two, what fight or what win felt better? Beating Joe or beating Logan?
Probably Logan. Logan.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was the underdog. Bro, no one thought I was going to win. Like, yeah, obviously my friends, family, all that. But, like, besides that, you know, majority were like, Logan's going to win this. Like, look at him. Look at his technique. Massive, JG doesn't have technique. JG fucking fights like this. You know what I mean? Like, I had it all against me. And to just prove everyone wrong, go, fuck you. That's, bro, man, there's no better feeling, man. That's just what drives you, man. The self-belief and just proving people wrong. It's just, but.
What fight do you think had more animosity? Like you or Joe or you and Logan?
What do you mean? I don't know what animosity.
Hate?
Hatred?
Oh, hatred. Okay. No, bro. I'm dumb, trust. I'd say Joe, yeah. I'd say Joe. Yeah, yeah.
It was more personal, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Fair enough. But now, on the topic of, like, you know, how you have fucking come against, well, all the odds.
Mm.
All the odds, bruv.
Yeah. Like,
on paper, you were, a computer game playing nerd. That's what people put you down as. He can't do it, you know, boxing, what the fuck. But to see how far you took that and fucking what you did, took it to LA, did what you did there, like, it is so, like, just respectable. And that's where I do have to say, mate, like, full on respect.
Do you think,
like,
you could have done it,
sort of thing? What is in, like, if I had won,
if you were in my shoes, then, yeah.
So in the place I was in, like, mentally after that fight, I don't think so. I think it would have been a bit overwhelming, which is why I think, however the world works, I think that's why you were meant to win that fight as well. Yeah. And obviously, like, as in our fight, like, it's the right thing that you won, because look how far you've taken it.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to do another fight after mine. So it would have just, you know, if I had won, I probably would have left it there. Whereas obviously you've taken the YouTube game to a whole new level through, you know, doing what you've done. So, yeah, that's what I'd say. But obviously, the big question is it going to continue anymore?
I want to fight Jake. Like, my friends don't want me to fight Jake. A lot of people don't want me to fight Jake. They're like, you don't need to. But I think it's one of those things where I need to finish this. If you know what I mean. Like, I don't know when it's going to happen, because obviously this Corona thing, and obviously, you know, I've got the music thing as well, but I feel like I need to finish him off. Like, you know, he beat my bro, he beat one of my friends. Like, it's long, man. I just don't like the guy, and I feel like I need to finish him off. But yeah. After that, I don't really know. Like, it's one of those things. It's like, after I don't know. I don't know. I never looked that far into the future, because, especially in this industry that we're in, it just moves so fast that it's hard to plan that far ahead. But
yeah. Wonder where it'll be. UK or US?
He put on his story, didn't he? The Madison Square Garden is where it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, he's changed. Is there any? Shit. Yeah, he's changed.
Oh, he's changed shit.
No, bro. Literally, there's nothing. Nothing has happened when it comes to the fight. Like, if anything, DAZN or them lot are just focused on that. What's it called? The Hall guy. Or Thor.
Eddie Hall. Eddie versus the man.
The two big men.
The two Thor? Big guys, yeah. So I think they're fighting. So they're focused on that right now. So
yeah, fair enough. I mean, like, I think as a, obviously, like, YouTube boxing fan, like, I fucking want that fight so bad, because I think you guys have both demonstrated that you are the top guys when it comes to boxing on YouTube. And I think just seeing who is the best, you know, obviously the way he dealt with Gibb, like, a question that I sort of had is, obviously, you know, you've sparred Gibb a lot.
Yeah.
He was sort of like, who, when you first started boxing, he would, you know, you've said that he would do you in, like, badly, right?
Yeah.
And to see him get dispatched, like, fairly easily by Jake, did that have any sort of, like, psychological effects on you?
Oh, no. Like, Jake, I see as easier than Logan. Like, I see Logan as the better boxer. Maybe Jake has more of a killer instinct.
Yeah.
But besides that, I feel like if I hit Jake, he'll be like, fuck. It's one of those things where he'll realize, like, oh shit, that's why my bro didn't want to fucking come at him like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things, like, I know I'll fuck up Jake, but right now I just gotta wait for the right time, or for when all this shit is done. But I definitely
think a lot of people want to see Jake lose.
I want to see him lose as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Obviously, Joe, like, you said that you want JJ to sort of feel that feeling that you had.
Yeah.
But you have this sort of, you have quite a, like, a dodgy history with Jake as well.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, what are you saying?
This is the thing, like, it's not even that's the thing. I don't necessarily have that, oh yeah, I really want JJ to lose. Like, now it was more the Logan thing. I think that was sort of the time when I was still feeling a bit like, you know, yeah, let's see if JJ can handle it. But now, with those two both going at it, like, I'd prefer the UK guy. I'd prefer JJ to probably win against Jake. But if Jake won, then if he deserved to win, then that, like, so be it. I think at this point, where I just appreciate the fact that both guys are going, like, you know, going to go at it, put it all on the line, I just want whoever deserves it to win. Mm. I don't want there to be any sort of, like, you know, obviously in the first Logan fight when it was a draw and the controversial ending of the next one, I don't want any of that bollocks. I just want whoever deserves to win to win. And whoever does, it's like, fair play to them. But yeah, like, the way Jake's obviously conducted himself with me has been, like, fucking pathetic. Like, obviously, off camera, bruv, whenever I see him, he's calm. You know, I talk to him and he's like, oh, what up, G? And I'm like, yeah, how you doing? Like, how you feeling? You know, leading up to the Gibb fight.
Mm.
But it seems when the camera starts rolling, he feels that the world's against him. And, like, oh, I must be planning some sort of, like, secret attack to embarrass him or something. And it's just like, oh, mate, like, I don't know. I don't really understand that. And I think, yeah, it'll be cool to see that sort of ego get hit and dealt with. So, yeah, go on, JJ.
soon come.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, another little thing I wanted to touch on is, you know, when you saw me spar him in at his house.
Yeah.
Spar Jake.
I thought, what? Oh, bro, I thought it was such a bad move. How are you going to go to his backyard to fight him? Like, that's, first of all, dodgy in itself. And then, obviously...
being the own diss for track as
well. Then, obviously, you lost. And then you ended up in this diss track, bro. It was like, I was just there, like, bro. It's at this point, it's just sad. Like, I did, bro, I felt sorry for you because I was, no, bro, because it was like, why have you done this to yourself?
I know, but what was going through my head, like, imagine this, right? I was seeing everyone jumping on the YouTube boxing bandwagon, taking, you know, the idea that we started and, you know, trying to make money, get clout. And I was like, fuck that shit. I'm going to go to his house. I don't give a fuck, right? We're going to do this and I'm going to beat him in his back garden and show that I'm not doing this for clout. I'm not doing for nothing, but just that I can do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it went that way, then okay, it would have been blessed. I would have dipped and we would have fucked off. But obviously the way in which it happened, he beat me and then he started filming that diss track that I thought, oh yeah, let me just, you know, show that I don't give a fuck. You know, I could have got angry and started being like, oh, what are you doing? Stop it.
Yeah.
But like, what's that going to do? I decided to just take the piss with it. But that, obviously, especially with how he edited it as well, just looked like I was his bitch, mate. It was pathetic.
Yeah, man. Shit. Like,
no.
Yeah, man. Fuck Jay, man. Fuck Jay.
Yeah.
Like, he'll get what is coming to him for sure. Best believe, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, and as well, like, the other thing I remember you said on the What's Good podcast is about how me and Gib didn't upload.
Yeah.
Like, straight after losing. Now, like, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I just... So, obviously, you know when you uploaded your video saying congrats to me and all of that? Bro, that video banged. That video got millions of hits. Bro, you should just continued, man. You should just continue doing your thing. Kind of like what Logan's doing right now. Like... Logan lost, and obviously, bro, he had everyone clowning him, this and that. He was a meme, this and that. All the sneezing shit, blah. And then now he's just gone, fuck it, I'm just going to go back to doing what, you know, I was good at. And now it's just doing YouTube videos. And he's found his, I guess, form where he makes videos similar to, like, David Dobrik. And now he just does that now, and he's doing well at it. So it's like, you could have just, you know... gone back to doing your, you know, haunted videos or just, you know, a few, you know, songs or this and that. And you should just continued rather than just stop, get an arm sleeve and, you know, and just, go off the rails.
Yeah. So this was obviously my thinking about that and why I didn't upload was obviously, so the haunted videos, you know, what happened with Elliot, I wasn't friends with him anymore and I felt those videos were best with him, right? So that fucked that. And then in terms of, you know, before the whole boxing thing, the reason why I did the whole boxing thing was because I wasn't really wanting to do YouTube videos anymore. So it's like, so saying like, oh yeah, just go back and do your thing. It was like, mate, I did this to get away from doing that. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like I could jump back into it. And then obviously I went away, took time off, came back. And then when I started doing videos, fuck me, were they cringy. That music video, bruv. Malfoy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I tried to like get back into the swing of it, but it was like everything I tried to do was just well cringy and just I wasn't feeling it.
It's because you'd matured. Like, you were, you know, like, that was the old Weller. I think at that point you need to try and figure out, you know, what the new Weller is. Like, what you enjoy next. Like, you know, like, what do you enjoy now?
Well, this is the thing. Like, the thing I enjoy most is doing, like, shit with the boys or doing stuff where I'm, you know, interacting with other people. I'd say the most difficult stuff is when it's, say, just like, I'm at home and it's me and the camera, you know, and I'm trying to think of something to talk about, you know, but with isolation, that's kind of all we've got, which is why, obviously, in that video I made when I was like, oh, ending this now, and I said, you know, how JJ just effortlessly does videos, like, you know, when you do these reacting or these Reddit videos, are, like, genuinely, do you find that stuff funny, or do you have to, like, sort of go along with it for the video, for the persona of being KSI?
I find that funny. Like, I don't look at my Reddit. I never look at my Reddit. Okay. The only time I look at my Reddit is when I record. Because I know if I, you know, it's long having to try and fake the reaction and all of this and that. So I just go and look and, like, if it's funny, then I laugh. If it's not, then I don't. And that's just it. Like, I like, with my second channel, I'm just, I like to just be real, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't have to try so hard. I just get to just be me. And it's just, I think it's just easier that way. And, you know, if people don't like it, fine. You know, it is what it is. And if people do, cool. Like, and obviously you got to be smart with how you title things, you know, thumbnails and all of this and that. But ultimately, you know, people have subscribed to watch you. And if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then they can tell. And it's long for them and you. So you might as well just do what you enjoy doing and not care. Like, stop trying to be the old you. I know I can't be the old me. I don't like FIFA. The idea of me playing FIFA disgusts me. I hate it. Idea of me picking up a controller to do Ultimate Team, open packs and shit. Bro, I fucking hate it. I can't force myself to do it. So I just stop and I just move on to the next thing that I enjoy. And that's now music and you know, these reaction videos or the Reddit videos. It's just, it's easy, it's calm. So like, yeah, I guess that's where I'm at with that. So it's not like I fake it. Like, I don't need to fake it. Like,
I think like you say, like that is where you want to be. And has there ever been a point where, you know, you've gone, all right, I don't enjoy this thing, but there's sort of nothing I can really think of that I enjoy doing? Well, like, have you ever had a moment like that?
Didn't you touch on this in the What's Good podcast? You said you took like a 6-month hiatus.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could sort of relate to Joe when he took his break.
So
well.
I remember in 2017, I was sick of making just like random ass videos. Like, I was just done with it. I remember one of my last videos was the golden saxophone video when I was just doing that crazy shit. But after it, I was kind of just like, man, I can't be arsed with this, man. I'm just done with this. So I just stopped. So that's what I mean. Like, it's not like I forced myself to do it. I just stopped. I just, you know, did the whole black thing and all that. I guess maybe that was a bit over dramatic, but I just wanted to just, you know, leave social media and just do my own thing and just, I guess, just explore, see the world and all that.
Live your life properly.
Live my life. Yeah. So, you know, I guess it makes more sense why you know, stopped when you did, because I guess you were at a similar period. And I came back with the music. Like, that's what I was passionate about. And like, I didn't care what people were gonna say. Like, you know, I'm lucky that I have a good fan base that will be with me, you know, through thick and thin. But you know, I didn't know I was gonna get views on that Creature track. I was just like, you know, it is what it is, cool. I went to Ghana, filmed it, blah blah blah, and that was it. And I posted more music videos and I kinda just was all over the place, but I kinda found my lane with the music. That's where I found my passion, and that's what I enjoyed doing. And I didn't care what anyone said. I was just gonna do the music. And now, like, people are cool with it. People accept it now. Before, they were like, oh, stop doing the music, you can't rap, blah, 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 blah. Now they're like, yo, I fuck with this. Like, people actually enjoy listening to my music now. And like, oh, shit, it's, you know, getting top 10 in the charts and all this and that. But you just have to be persistent with it. You have to keep going. You can't stop. You can't let people tell you what to do. You have to just do what you want to do.
Straight up. And do you think, obviously, say, so if the boxing thing didn't happen, do you reckon you would have gone... Do you reckon you would have gone more into just the music?
If
none of the boxing was about.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. That's just where it would have been. Like, I've always been doing music, you know. One of my oldest videos, I was doing a rap of me 5v1 against just random people online for Search and Destroy and Call of Duty. Like, you know, it's just simple as that. But, like, I've always wanted to do music. I've always been a fan of music. And like, yeah, I've just got better over the years. And you know, with normal rappers or musicians, a lot of the time no one sees the trial and error beforehand. They normally just see the hit, and then they just keep making good songs from then. Whereas people have seen me make shit songs, and then, you know, slowly progress and get better and better and better. And you know, now I'm in a good spot, but. Yeah, man, like, you know, you just got to find what you want to do. And, you know, through me taking that break, that's what I found out. That's what I figured out what I wanted to do.
Yeah, no, of course. And obviously, yeah, like my journey's not been as quick finding exactly it, but I think you're totally correct in that it's when you stop that your progress in finding yourself and finding what you want to do stops. So, you know, even though say these videos that I'm going to be making in the next few months or whatever may not be my best stuff, but if I don't make those, then I'm not going to find what I fully enjoy and what is my best stuff.
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, man, like I totally feel you on that.
And you never know, like with you, you know, like you always go on about the fitness and, you know, that's something I can see you know, you enjoy doing that. Like here and there you have, you know, ups and downs, but you can tell like that's something you are passionate about as well as, you know, what's it called? Presenting, even this podcast, like, you know, you just like talking. So like that's, you know, that's something, you know, again, you could just do like this, you know, why can't this be a career? Like, bro, you got people making videos of them licking things or just playing with sludge and shit. You know what I mean? And that's their career. Yeah. They just play with sludge or, bro, they just eat. They just eat. All they do is just eat food or do ASMR and shit like that. Bro, like, there isn't, oh, you have to be a musician. You have to be a, you know, an actor, this and that. Bro, you can be whatever the fuck you want to do and get paid from it. Bro, OnlyFans. People are showing, you know, tits, breasts, everything, bro. You know, ass. Hey. Bro, and they're getting paid racks. I know girls who've made 40K in a month.
Yeah.
40K in a month on OnlyFans. Bro, it's... You can make money doing anything. That's it, man.
Start an OnlyFans, boys.
But yeah, it's, bro, the world's your oyster, man. And like, you should never put yourself in this box. You should always just do what you want to do. Mm. And eventually, you know, money will come. And then you won't even care about the money because you're just having fun.
Yeah.
Like with the podcast, 100%. Joe, eventually the money will come with this podcast. At the moment, we're losing.
Well, you need some ads.
It's ads coronavirus.
In it, yeah. With the corona, there's just like absolutely nothing coming through.
Yeah,
but,
true.
Yeah, man. Like, obviously, JJ, I must say, like, you know, what you're saying there, like, it is so inspirational. And it's the sort of stuff that I feel like you only really learn when you've been through it, i.e. through the dark times, through low points. And obviously, you know, I talk about a lot about, you know, my mental health, how I've gone, you know, with depression, anxiety, etc. Would you say that you've ever sort of like experienced any of those sort of things?
Oh yeah. There's, I'd say, three big moments. One moment was after I left in 2017. Another moment was Christmas during my whole family fiasco, and then another moment was during camp in the Logan fight, the second fight. Yeah,
really?
I'd say I had low points there, bro. Like. And all those times I've cried and everything, yeah, I've had low points. Yeah. Like, I'm not perfect, man. Yeah, not by any means, but I, you know, a lot of times I don't show that. But
Is there any particular reason why you don't show that often on, like, to the world?
Well, with the family stuff, I just didn't want that in the public eye. Like, it, I don't know. It's one of those things that it should have stayed private. And it's just, it's complicated. And you never, like, I don't want my family matter to be this public circus that people are invested in and, you know, eating popcorn while watching this disaster. Like, I think it's fucked. And that's why I didn't want to talk much on it. And, you know, the only time I did was because my bro made this video just made me look like the worst person ever when it just he's just twisted everything, and that's why I had to, you know, come back. But after that I was just like, you know, I tried talking to him, you know, he doesn't reply, he doesn't talk to me, so it's like, well, it is what it is. But you know, it's, you just gotta leave that. With the Logan fight, when I was in camp, I think I have mentioned it a few times here and there, but I've never mentioned it on my channel. I've never gone, oh yeah, I cried during this time. But it's one of those things, like, I don't know, I don't know. I just don't feel like people need to hear it. But I guess people do, because people just see me as this cyborg that just never loses, and I'm just amazing at everything. And but it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Would you say you want to keep up that almost that image of that you are just a winner and everything is like, I am KSI, I win, and that is all.
When it comes to the whole being KSI, I think it makes sense. And that's why with the whole music, it makes sense with it. But then me being JJ, like, it's a lot more personal. So, like, and, like, this is JJ. This is JJ right now. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not like, yo, what's up? It's your boy, KSI. This is JJ. Like, this is calm, me. And, yeah, it's personal. I can talk about these things. And, you know, I'm definitely getting better at it. But it's one of those things, like, I don't know. I just feel like people don't want to hear that. People don't want
to. Well, I mean, that's exactly like, obviously, how I've felt. Yeah. You know, like, when I feel like, oh, mate, all I do is moan about how, my problems with YouTube and my mental health and stuff like that. But it almost, you know, the reason why I made that video, like, ending this all and just getting it all out there is because I almost feel like if I don't talk about my mental health and what my experience is, then I feel like I'm just pretending to be something I'm not.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm putting it on, and like, even, you know, secretly I'm feeling this way, but I'm going to pretend like I'm all good,
you know,
for the world. And that fucks me even more.
Yeah.
So like, that's what almost like I look at when I see like your videos and you're so consistent. I'm like, does he never have like a week where he's just like, mate, I actually feel like, what's the point? Or feel like, feel essentially any form of depression or down?
Of course. But then I just don't upload. I just don't upload. And I don't, you know, if I'm not feeling it, I don't turn on the camera and go and force myself. Like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. It's just how it is. Like, but you know, we're different. Like, you know, I respect you so much that you can go on camera and tell your true feelings and cry on camera and say, you know, I'm having this issue or that issue. Like, that takes balls, man. Like, I know I can't, bro. Go on camera and just, you know, let out how I truly feel about shit. Nah, man, I couldn't do it. And I think,
would you feel weak if you did? Would you feel like a pussy?
No, because if anything, I guess you're strong showing that, but I don't know. It doesn't like compute in my head. I feel like if I feel sad, I have to just feel sad not by myself, but you know, with my loved ones, and you know, that's that. Mm. And then when I go on camera, it's like, all right, I'm back. You know, and then it is cool. But
I definitely feel the same way. Until like a couple, you know, when we had that one with Bruce Joe, I was definitely feeling exactly the same way. I rarely ever showed like sadness or whatever. Then I just had that breakdown, and I felt like a massive weight off my shoulders. So I can definitely relate to you on that one.
It's difficult because there's points where I feel like, mate, like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Everyone else is able to keep it off camera, and like, if they have a problem, they deal with it, and then they get back to their work and you know, they're able to do that. But
everyone's different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone is different. And just because, JJ, you don't necessarily put your emotions out there, in the form that I may do, that doesn't mean that you should or you need to. Like you say, everyone is different. So, you know, whatever works for you, I guess, is what you should do. And I guess for me, I need to embrace the fact that being open about those feelings, like, help me, and they do seem to help my viewers as well. There's a lot of people that obviously send in messages saying like, fuck, well, like, seeing obviously what you go through, it's like, I see that in myself, and it's helped me. So yeah, man, like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
boom. What else? Wait, boys, wait, points?
Yeah, I got a couple things you could talk about.
Go on.
Well, I'll start off with this one first. What do you think of the idea, after boxing, after that's all died down, a big darts competition?
I'm trash at darts, so I know I won't be entering for sure.
Well, I think about everyone comes and gets together, all a big piss up. I think it'll be a big laugh.
It'll be funny for sure.
I think it's because obviously Eddie Hearn, like Matchroom, do darts, don't they? So it would be like get him involved, another $5 million.
$5 million. Oh my gosh.
That'd be nuts. But as well, like, oh yeah, so the other thing was, do you think, or do you know if, like, Deji give any of those sort of fights are going to be anything? Like, do you speak to Deji? Do you know if we can expect anything?
Yeah, nah, me and my bro don't talk, but...
For real?
Nah, so I don't know what he's thinking with that. With Gib, I know he's eager to fight. I know Gib is eager to fight. Gib is eager to come back and prove himself. I mean, I don't see anyone else. Like, I don't really know what JMX is doing.
Like, JMX,
doing his thing. Yeah, I'm running.
But I just know Gibb isn't happy, man. Gibb isn't happy with that. Like, and you could tell. Like, again, you know, he's taking a break, and you know, he's just. Yeah, he struggled with that.
It's harder for Gibb, I feel, because he didn't get a chance to show what he'd learned. Yeah. Like, he just was done in, like, 30 seconds or a minute and didn't get an opportunity to show what he'd put into practice. Yeah. And it was just, oh, mate, when he... Oh, it was so heartbreaking to see.
100%, man. Do you remember, it was hard. And it was weird seeing it from the other side, because I could see Gibb's eyes, I could see what he was feeling, you know, all that work, all that dedication, and he couldn't even show what he'd learned, right? But I remember there and then he was like, oh, Joe, like, I'm gonna fight Jake again, like, next month, like, I'm gonna do it. And I was like, bro, that what? And he's like, let me fight you. I'll fight you, and then I can fight Jake. And you could see, like, he was getting proper, like, I was like, bro, hold up.
We was in, like, Domino's, weren't we? That was such an interesting conversation.
Fuck.
Seeing what is, like, going through someone who's just bottled the biggest moment. And how do you, like, figure that out? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's hard. I mean, do you know, I know you Sidemen boys are innovators of the YouTube game. Have you like spoken about doing any other sort of events? Obviously, I spoke about the Wembley Cup in my recent video.
That football match sort of thing. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you boys have got like in store?
Yeah, we definitely want to do another football event. We were going to do
Can
one.
I play?
Cheers,
mate.
Can I play?
Yeah, of course. We were going to do one this year.
I
don't want to say too much, but we were going to do one, which was it's not like Wembley Cup, it's a bit different, but it would have been sick. But hopefully next year we can plan on it.
That'd be lit.
That's definitely something we want to do, because there's definitely a demand for it. People have been very excited for it, and we want to do
it. It's a lot of fun as well.
Unreal.
So we'll conclude on this one. JJ, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I hate this question.
A very true Geordie.
I don't fucking know. Bro, I didn't know I was going to be where I am today 10 years ago. So it's like one of those things, bro, I have no idea. Even if you say 5 years. But we live in an industry, in a world that moves so fast, bro. Like, if anything... this corona thing is a blessing in disguise. Obviously, it's fucked, but like, it slowed everything down for once in our lives.
Yeah.
It slowed everything down to pretty much a halt. And everyone's kind of like, just looked around like, oh shit, oh, we're here. Like, it's kind of, it's just been so quick. Everything's moved so fast, man. Like, so I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Fair enough, mate.
Sorry.
Well, overall, I think this has been decent. I think, like, it's really interesting hearing you just talk from the heart, like, just open and honestly. And I think, like, having, like, this sort of conversation has been long overdue.
For sure. And that's why I was like, I don't mind doing it on your platform to help you out or whatever. Like, it is what it is. It's, Yeah, no, yeah, it needed to happen. And, you know, I'm very glad it has happened. And it's been insightful, like, to hear your side and how you were thinking and where your mind was at. And, it makes a lot more sense, like, because obviously I just didn't know. I just didn't know where you were at. But
For sure.
Yeah, no. Bro, like, you know, the sky's the limit, man. Like, again, look at Logan Paul, bro. Everyone said, you know, he's lost. It's done now. He's over. And, I mean, he's doing almost as well as he did a few years ago.
I could be better, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Straight up. There you have it, then. The sky is the limit, well, you lot.
Even more, if not. Well, even more. Fucking universe.
There you go. Literally. But yeah, there we go then, boys. All right. Yeah. Same time next week, yeah?
Go for some viewer questions.
Make sure you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, following the Instagram, and until next time, boys, peace.
Yeah, in a bit. Thank you for having me.